Good morning, North Lakes Endocrinology. Tanya speaking.
Oh, hi, Tanya. It's Tanya O'Brien here. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you, darling. Look, I'm ringing up for my dad, Paul Comley. He actually had a referral come through for Dr. David Bula to see the rheumatologist. It would be nearly a month ago.
Really?
And then he's got, yes, and he's gotten his GP now to write a referral to the same rheumatologist.
All right. Can I just pop you on hold for a sec? What's the surname?
Comley, C-O-M-L-E-Y.
Okay, just hang on a sec.
Thank you.
Waiting. Has your dad received an SMS from us advising?
No,
he received? Because
nothing.
I cannot find a referral anywhere in that name.
Oh my God.
So what we our process here, just so you are aware, when we get your referral, we send you a text message to say we've received your referral. It needs to be triaged by the rheumatologist. Once that process has happened, we will then retext you to say it has been triaged. Please call our rooms to book an appointment. If he has not received either of those messages, then we haven't received his referral.
I know he's very upset because it's been over a month and his hands are so swollen. He's living on his own. He can't do anything.
He needs to talk to his GP because obviously they haven't sent it through, or if they have sent it through, we haven't received it for whatever reason. There's not much we can do if we haven't got the referral.
No, I totally understand. But how can he, he re-rang the specialist to say, did you
Which
do the
specialist?
Referral?
Oh, so
bone
the referral
is
coming from a specialist, okay.
The referral came from a specialist, and the specialist apparently rang and spoke to your doctor, the rheumatologist, directly about Paul's case.
Right, okay. And so his surname, C-O-M-L-E-Y?
Yes, Paul Jeffrey Comley.
So I've got no patient coming up with that surname. So what happens is when the referral comes in, we create him as a patient, send him out the SMS. I don't even have him in my system, which means we haven't.
And then he ended up going to his doctor, and the doctor was going to write a referral too and send it.
So we haven't received. Let me just have a look in her secure messages just to make sure.
And these doctors are at Caboolture.
Here we go. I've just found it. It has come in dated, let me just have a quick look. Coming in November. That one is from, I'm writing this letter to provide you with specialist information. So it's Paul, isn't it?
Yes.
Hand swelling. I believe in here. Please get your form. Thank you for can I just get you to hold on for a moment?
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay.
Sorry to keep you. Okay. So apparently our rheumatologist has been on the phone this morning regarding your father, Paul.
Okay.
Okay,
yes.
So apparently we are arranging an appointment for him tomorrow at Caboolture.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So I do apologise about, I'm not sure why it's been held up. But anyway, yeah, Dr. Devadula has contacted our rooms this morning to try and get him in urgently tomorrow.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. You guys are going to contact him?
So if you like, would you like us to contact him and arrange it directly with him?
If you could, I'm going to give him a quick call and tell him that's what you're going to do, because I'm just so stressed about him and he's just given up. Like, he's just,
she'll see him tomorrow. She'll see him tomorrow at Caboolture. There might be a little bit of a wait because we're squeezing him in.
Yes, no, he does not mind. He's happy. He'll be happy to wait.
But we'll call him. I'll give him a call and discuss it, go through everything with him.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Just give me 5 minutes. I'll quickly ring him and tell him that's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Tell
beautiful.
Me we'll call him this morning.
Okay, thank you, darling, so much.
All right. No worries. Sorry about all the mix-up.
That's okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.